No, you might be joking to call the city slicker.
Yes, okay. What about somebody from out of the South? What would you call them?
From out of the South. Westerner or Northerner or...
You wouldn't call them Yankees?
What if they were from the North? Yes.
Just the North?
Just the North.
Okay. Uh-huh. Is it an insult to call somebody a Yankee?
Well, it would depend if it was somebody who believed the Civil War was still warring.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't mind the term, but if it were, there would be some people who would not like the term.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. The common name for a girl beginning with M?
Martha. Mary.
Good, that gets two of them. Do you know a nickname for Helen beginning with an N?
No, I don't.
Most people don't know that this is a nickname for Helen. There's an old song, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Nellie.
Did you know that was a nickname for Helen?
No, I did not.
I have read that in old Victorian novels. That's the only reason that I know it. Then President Carter's brother is named
Billy.
That's very easy to get since he got into the White House. if his name is Billy, his full name is probably
William.
And if your father had a brother by that name, you would call him?
Uncle Billy.
Using the full name.
Uncle William.
And President Kennedy's first name was?
John.
And if your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him?
Uncle John.
Okay. And the author of the first of the four Gospels was? Is?
Matthew, Luke.
The first one is?
Matthew.
Okay. And a girl's name beginning with S, the wife of Abraham?
Sarah.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a woman who conducts school?
A school teacher. Is there a school principal.
Is there an old-fashioned term?
School mistress.
Ah, yeah. Do you know what you call a barrel maker?
No, I don't.
Not many people do know that. This is just to get a certain word. The novelist who wrote The Last of the Mohicans is James Fenimore
Cooper.
Okay. If you met his wife and didn't know her first name, you would address her as?
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. What would you call a preacher who is not very well trained and he doesn't have a regular pulpit and he just gets up and preaches every now and then?
A lay preacher. That's the only thing I can think of.
How about a carpenter who might be able to build a chicken coop, but you wouldn't trust him to touch your house?
An unskilled.
Do you know the term jackleg?
Well, now you use jackleg, that's also a joking term. You call a lot of people a jackleg. That if they didn't do exactly what, right about something.
What profession could you use jackleg with?
I believe most anything. I've heard jackleg used even with doctors. Well, that jackleg doctor so-and-so and so-and-so.
Give me another example. A jackleg what?
A jackleg lawyer particularly.
Ah, good. Thank you. Let's see. What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
Mm-hmm. And then the commander of the army would be, highest rank would be?
General.
Mm-hmm. And the old man that introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken is a?